size success of others, the billions he'd never made. John would find Eric sitting on the grass in their groomed backyard, holding a beer but not drinking it, lost in a not-rich-enough haze. "I should have started something myself," is something John heard him say a million times during John's childhood. "Not sure why I didn't." Early in his life, John vowed to be different from his father. He'd be one of the chosen ones, one of the Steves and Bills. Sure, he wasn't a brilliant engineer, but he understood the markets and he understood people, and he understood that every company, no matter the type, was about successfully selling itself to an audience, be it customers or investors or a board of directors. That he could do. And now it was all coming down on top of him, piece by piece. He'd gone into this week on such a high, looking forward to being lauded in the Wall Street Journal, having pulled off one of the most profitable maneuvers in history. Instead, he was in an Uber, sitting next to his assistant, Madison Bez, on their way to identify a body at the Miami-Dade County Medical Examiner. The drawbridge to the Venetian Causeway East Bridge was up, some blowhard in a mega yacht needing to get through at midnight, giving John more time to think about how he'd gotten into this mess. Everything he'd worked so hard for, everything he'd achieved, had nearly been ripped away from him, and by one of his own. He'd nurtured his team. He'd loved them. He'd given them so much. Money. Equity. The opportunity to work alongside John Schiller. Only to be betrayed by them. Each and every one. As his hero Winston Churchill once said, never give in. Never, 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 never. John wouldn't give in. John would not become his dad, filled with regret that he wasn't a Titan. He would fight and win by any means necessary. The bridge finally closed, and his car started moving. Biscayne Bay sparkled in the moonlight as John headed toward the morgue. Article on techradar.com. 10:32 a.m., Monday, April 22nd. Aurora adds to its executive ranks. By Kaya Burcham. Aurora, the ad tech startup, is adding to its executive team, TechRadar has exclusively learned. The tech industry darling has hired Caitlin Levy as its new head of events, poaching her from a plum role at Viacom. The move marks a strategy shift for Aurora and poses an obvious question. What could an ad tech company that doesn't throw events do with a head of events? "We're thrilled to bring Caitlin Levy on board and can't wait to see what she does in her new role," says Aurora spokesperson Olive Green via email. John Schiller, Aurora's wily CEO, certainly has something up his sleeve with this one. Keep checking techradar.com for updates. Part 1. Tuesday, April 23rd. Our finest hour. Caitlin Levy. Caitlin Levy hated turbulence. She also hated sitting in coach. But here she was, en route to Miami for her first business trip as head of events for Aurora, violently jolting up and down, her gold bangles jangling, stuck in the last row of the plane. She felt like she might be sick, but the seatbelt light was on, and she was nestled between a large man with hairy forearms and a college kid who'd been snoring since the moment he sat down. This was not the fancy executive life she'd pictured when she signed her contract with Aurora 2 weeks ago, but she'd been late to book the flight, and business class was already full. She'd walked past her new colleagues as she'd boarded, their headphones on, computers out, already sipping champagne. None of them had even looked in her direction, which was a relief. She'd have enough time for awkward introductory chats when they arrived at the hotel. Caitlin was traveling to Florida for Aurora's executive retreat, an annual gathering of the company's top employees. When Caitlin had accepted her offer via DocuSign, Aurora's eccentric CEO, John Schiller, replied with a one-liner, "Just in time for Miami." Not, "Congrats." Not, "Welcome to the team." Not, "We can't wait for you to dig in." It was obviously an important occasion, and so Caitlin had agreed to go, even though she hadn't